I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. 5 years ago, suicide bombers linked to Islamic terrorists attacked three churches and three hotels in Sri Lanka. The attacks killed 269 people and wounded more than 500 others that Easter Sunday. Since then, calls for a thorough investigation have largely been met with inaction and silence by the government. As the anniversary again passes, Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says,
It is a time to remember. You know, being a believer is not necessarily a safe thing, and it's a battle. And I think that's part of what was going on there.
The gospel continues to be opposed in Sri Lanka, but Christians are resilient. Now that you know more, please pray. Pray for faithful witness to Christ and ask God for justice regarding the 2019 attacks. Learn more in the full report at missionnews.org. And what happens when the desert gets even hotter? The Middle East and North Africa region already struggles with heat waves and droughts, and Fadi Sharaya from MENA Leadership Center is worried it'll only get worse.
The Middle East is basically is known for the most water-stressed region in the whole world, and climate change is affecting this.
As temperatures go up, the region faces pressure on all sides. And as society buckles under the weight of these challenges, the church needs to be ready to take on some of the burden.
Pray for the Middle East. Pray for the church to be ready to take its own position and role in terms of being a light and salt for the world.
Read more about how the church can respond to the impact of climate change at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's a charge to all Christians to take the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.